Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of the Creamer Law Firm, In the Bag Corporate Cuisine, Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, Hy-Vee and the Hy-Vee Market Grills, the Lotus Moments Event Center, Merit Resources, Iowa Computer Repair, Triplet Office Essentials, Remax Real Estate Concepts, and Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications.
Thank you, Jimmy Olson, and welcome to Insight on Business, the News Hour. This is the Friday edition, and on Fridays, what do we do around here? Well, we kind of take it easy. We don't necessarily do a lot of the news. We just have fun because we want to kick off the weekend early. So we eat, play, and love Des Moines with Cheryl Tessier, and with us, as she is each and every week, the lovely and multi-talented Mariah.
Hi.
She's so sweet.
She is.
Thank you. All right. Welcome back.
Well,
had a good week?
Thanks. Yeah. It's been fun, I guess.
Oh, everything you do is fun.
Yeah, pretty much. Fun is my middle name.
Yeah. This is what you do. You just have fun.
Yeah,
I just share food. And drink. What are we doing this weekend?
All right. Well, I thought we might start off with a jazz happy hour tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
Over at the Social Club. Yeah, they have a free jazz concert series going on 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Tonight, right now, over at the Social Club.
Wow. Did you know that the Social Club inked a deal with Urbandale? This is very interesting. I'm not sure exactly what it's all about. We got to get Todd or somebody in here to talk about it. But Urbandale and the Des Moines Social Club are going to be doing joint work together, getting more people involved in things, and even reaching out into the senior community in Urbandale.
So, oh, good. Well, that's great.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that sections kind of stay where they are around here, you know, but it's good to get people downtown, to get downtowners out west and east and south and
south
wherever.
And north.
Yeah. Northeast. That's right.
So right now we can go down to...
Right now you can go to the Social Club.
All right.
Hear some jazz. Have some food at Malo. Wonderful, wonderful food. Go check that out. Their patio is open. Very nice. Okay. Or you can go over to Trostel's Greenbrier for Martini Madness.
Yes, I've heard about this.
Yes, this is from 6 to 9, also tonight. Martinis.
We get out of here.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I've already had mine, if you can't tell.
Always. Yeah,
my seven martinis have been down.
Fellas, you forget, I'm only 20. We can't.
Oh, Mariah. You're
just going to have all kinds of fun without me, and I'll just be sitting on the curb with my head down.
No, she can drive.
There you go.
We need a designated driver.
That'll be my fun.
Yeah.
Well, this is from 6 to 9 over in Johnston at Trostel's Greenbrier. Seven martinis for $20. That's a deal.
That is a deal, man.
Yeah. Or you can, if seven is a little
seven,
too much,
that's a lot. Yeah, you can
just pay $3 for an individual taste. So you might want to make reservations if you're heading over. They'll save you a table, 253-0124.
And also remember those cab numbers.
I just did the math on that. You're only saving a dollar. Because if you order seven martinis at $3 a pop, that's 21.
Well, I don't think it's about saving money. I think it's about not drinking seven martinis at once.
Yeah,
but
right. You save a dollar.
That is a good point. The non-drinker over here.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Pulling the fun out.
Causing trouble. Yes. I apologize.
Take away all my fun. Think I'm getting a deal.
Getting this great deal. Well, I saved a buck.
Well, here's one that Mariah can go to.
Oh,
the
good.
National Balloon Classic.
Heck yes.
Yes. Have you seen those balloons yet? Oh, geez. Where's Michael going?
with as much air as she has, she'd have no problem blowing those up.
Oh, right. Yes. Naturally.
That's right.
And that's in Indianola?
This is in Indianola. Yep. It goes all the way through August 2nd. So
plenty of time.
Plenty of time to go out and enjoy the hot air balloons, catch a night glow. Those are really fun to watch them all lit up. Children under 12 are free. Adults are $5. So
cheap, too.
Yeah, I actually even saw a Groupon for the Balloon Classic.
Really?
So, yeah. They're doing half off tickets. So if you're going to go during the week, you can get them at half off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's a deal for the Balloon Classic.
It is.
Mm-hmm. If balloons aren't your thing, how about Italian American Heritage?
The Italian American Heritage Festival is this weekend. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working a booth down there.
Are you?
Are you Italian?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or American.
Mazel tov.
Sure.
This weekend he is.
Michelangelo Libero.
There you go.
Yeah, my last name now.
Libero?
Libero. Yeah. Mm. Libertini.
That sounds like a drink.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Are we back on
the cocktails? Libertini?
Oh, wait, Mariah just brought us back to cocktails.
I guess I did.
So the Italian American Festival,
yes, right,
is downtown,
here in
right
Western Gateway Park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's free to get in with a donation to the Food Bank of Iowa, mm-hmm. but after 5 p.m. it's $5 to get in. I guess that's when it gets a little wild and crazy after 5 p.m. But bring the family during the day. Lots of great food, great cultural things going on.
Bocce ball.
The Little River Band will be there.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm super jazzed. I love them.
Fantastic.
I don't know if I'm going to go, but I'm just excited that they're here in Des Moines because they're always here in Des Moines.
That's going to be great fun.
Fun, yeah. Yes. Well, so many things to choose from just tonight. You can either even go to Nightfall on the River. Sister Hazel is playing. Very popular right now. Sister Hazel at the Simon Estes Riverfront Amphitheater. That's tonight. Doors open at 7. The show is at 8, and it's $15. And that's a good time to get all the food trucks out there.
Yeah, if you don't want to. If you don't want to pay, you can just stand across the river and listen.
Yeah, you
just walk around downtown. You can still hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still hear it, right. But then you don't get to eat at all the food trucks that are
Or actually, you know, see the show.
Or, yeah, if you want to see. Yeah. Well, anyway, fun time, family-friendly event as well. Here's one for tomorrow night.
Saturday night.
Somebody you've all heard of. Comedian Ben Gran will be here at the Des Moines Civic Center. He's a local comedian, Ben Gran. I think he's actually been on this show before, Michael.
But Michael and I are both looking at each other like, who the heck is that?
Well, Ben Gran
is funny, though.
Oh, I'm sure he's hilarious.
Funny. Well, I'll just tell you, Ben Gran is a Des Moines writer and comedian who got his start in comedy by wasting time on Facebook, it says. But then he was contacted by a producer at Rooftop Comedy just this year, and he's making it big. Local Des Moinian, Ben Gran, and he's doing a comedy show tomorrow night at the Civic Center at 7:30.
Really? Civic Center?
At
the
Sweet.
Civic. Yeah, this
is a
big deal.
Time.
This
is
a big deal.
Yes. This isn't, you know, little peanuts.
We've
got to
get him in here.
Yeah, for sure. I thought
funny,
he'd be on here.
Come on, come on. Get in here and be funny.
If you've already had him, you
I
just
think
call
you
him
have.
Up. My friend
so.
Ben.
Okay.
Like, you'd probably remember that. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Point being, he will be performing at the Civic Center 7:30 tomorrow. Tickets are $20. Go see a local comedian.
There you go.
Yes. Okay. Just want something to do this weekend. Tomorrow and Sunday, so Saturday and Sunday, at Bass Pro Shops, they're having a free family event. Activities for the kids, bull riding, bull roping, face painting.
Real bulls?
Cowboy crafts.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
Yes, real bulls?
That's what it says.
They wouldn't do real bulls.
Well, hey, this is Bass Pro Shops. They get wild.
They're
crazy
pretty legit.
Up there.
Like they got live fish in the walls.
Yeah, I took my 6-year-old up there, and they had them shooting bows and arrows and rifles.
Yeah. Don't
I
put
mean,
your eye out.
They have all kinds of dead animals hanging around. So, no, it would not surprise me one bit if these were live bulls.
That is true. So anyway, all weekend long, noon to 4 each day. It's a free event. If you just need something to do with the family that you don't want to pay for, hey, head up there and do some free stick bull
That'll
riding
be in Altoona. Very
yeah,
nice.
That's in Altoona. Also, if you want to see a show at the Playhouse, Shrek is still playing. Rye, did you get over there to see Shrek yet?
I have not.
Oh, I heard it's great. But that is also going on this weekend through August 3rd. Prices start at $23. And there's shows Wednesdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m.
Very nice. Shrek.
Yes. All right. And then I have one for you for the week.
Coming up next week?
Coming up next week, yes. If you didn't have enough,
yeah, I
you
mean,
know,
if you
Italian
didn't have enough fun,
wine and martinis.
Italians and bulls and drinks.
That's right.
And
that's right. If you didn't do enough of
wall.
It.
Fish in the wall. No, have you ever been to a Bash Pro shop? Have you ever been there? Seriously, there's
the
this.
Exactly.
They have this enormous wall and there's like live fish. There's a big old tank.
Yeah.
You
it's
know what
unreal.
I'm talking about.
Yeah. Like, you really, like, I could go camping in there and really feel like I was outdoors.
Seriously.
Camping.
It's kind of campy.
It is campy.
All right. So, what's going on next week?
So, next week, okay. So, the last event I have for you, and this is on Thursday. I believe that is the 31st. So, the last day of
it
July.
Is. Yeah.
Yes. The last event, last day of July. we have the concert series finale at Jasper Winery.
Oh.
So they have, you know, their Thursday evening concerts, and this is the last one of the season. So if you haven't gotten out to one yet.
It's not the end of July. I mean, it's not the end of the summer. How come they're ending?
Well, I guess it's just their, I don't know.
Are they going on vacation?
It's the concert series for now. I guess it's just the last one they want to give us.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, they just needed a break.
Yes. But they will have Sangria, Madhouse Brewing Beer available, and then they'll have appearances by Gusto Pizza. They'll also have non-alcoholic beverages, so
woo-hoo,
Mariah can attend.
I can go.
And they say that they're just going to keep making it awesome.
There you go. On Thursday,
an event
the 31st.
At Jasper Winery. Oh, gosh. Couple months ago for our sister station KIOA, and there was some delicious food out there, man. It was some delicious
stuff. Food. They do a good job.
Farmers markets tomorrow, too.
And the farmers market, of course, yes.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, we won't talk about any of the controversy, but.
What controversy? I hadn't heard.
There's controversy about the farmers market?
Mariah, really? Okay.
Really? I haven't heard it, but that's okay.
We'll
talk later.
Fill you in about that. But, I mean, we haven't talked a lot about the Thursday farmers market at Valley Junction as well.
That's fun, too.
So, you know, after
Thursday,
you...
Valley Junction. They've got one up in Ankeny. There's also Fridays is in Windsor Heights. So there's
the Valley Junction one, typically, there's like music in the junction, too. And they have bands and
one of our sponsors, Creamer Law Firm, is going to be serving the beer there.
There you go. The
upcoming farmers market in Valley Junction.
Oh, free beer?
No, it's not free.
We have to pay for the beer.
I'm trying to encourage, maybe we could get it for free. But I'm trying to encourage them to hand out koozies.
That's a great
idea.
Yeah,
with Creamer Law Firm on it.
Always thinking of the marketing.
Even I can have koozies. Put my water bottle in it.
There you go.
Sport the logo.
That's it.
Represent.
Represent with my water bottle.
Water bottle koozies.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
Have a fun weekend.
I will try.
Thank you, Mariah. Have a fun weekend.
Thank you as well.
I hope to see you at the Italian Fest. We can have a grinder. Or play bocce ball.
Or Italian nachos. Go for the Italian nachos. Ooh. Oh, man, those are good. Yes.
All right. That stuff going on this weekend and beyond. It is Eat, Play, Love Des Moines with the lovely and multi-talented Cheryl Tessier. Thank you, Cheryl, for coming
Always
by.
Welcome.
Say hello to your husband and your child.
Will do.
All right. And lovely and multi-talented Mariah Lewis. Thank you so much. Hey, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Mariah and Cheryl and Monica and Dustin and Jimmy and Mary. My name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.